Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dell Unser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne Twichell. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Wayne Twichell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. And now, play ball. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle takes first base on ball four. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Carter and he is out, Cash applying the tag. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez takes first base on ball four. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Montanez moves to second. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a fly ball towards right. Valentine catches it and throws to second to double up Montanez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle juggles the ball. That's an error on Randle. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary takes first base on ball four. Flynn moves to second. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Randle is hit by the pitch. Flynn moves to third. Zachary moves to second. Hal Dew's now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Dews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Montanez hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Zachary covering, for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser takes first base on ball four. Perez moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter scoops up the ball and tags Mozzilli for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Dues is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dues is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dues is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dues fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Foley hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boisclair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boisclair moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazzilli takes first base on ball 4. Boisclair moves to third. Montanez moves to second. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A Grand Slam home run. It's 6-1, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Stearns now catching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Fred Holdsworth now pitching. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mazzilli takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mazzilli moves to second. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a pop-up towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. Unser moves to second. It's 6-2, Mets. Larry Parrish pinch hits for Fred Holdsworth. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Unser scores. Spear goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Mets. Marty Cornejo now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 6-5, Mets. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-4 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.